Well, wonderful Wednesday morning, beloved. It is great to be able to share this time together with you. Today we are studying Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 9 through 18. And this passage of Deuteronomy is presented as Moses' last words to the generation of Israelites who are ready to enter and occupy the promised land. His opening speech includes a review of Israel's wilderness journey from Mount Sinai to where they are now encamped in the plains of Moab. Today's reading outlines the appointment of judges to help bear the responsibility of leadership. And again, God's saving word for us this week is justice and peace. So let us begin. Moses said to the people, "While we were still at Mount Sinai, I told you, the responsibility for leading you is too much for me. I can't do it alone. The Lord your God has made you as numerous as the stars in the sky. May the Lord, the God of your ancestors, make you increase 1,000 times more and make you prosperous as he promised. But how can I alone bear the heavy responsibility for settling your disputes? Choose some wise, understanding, and experienced men from each tribe, and I will put them in charge of you." And you agreed that this was a good thing to do. So I took the wise and the experienced leaders that you chose from your tribes, and I placed them in charge of you. Some were responsible for 1,000 people, some for 100, and some for 50, and some for 10. I also appointed other officials throughout the tribes. At that time, I instructed them, "Listen to the disputes that come up among your people. Judge every dispute fairly, whether it concerns only your own people or involves foreigners that live among you. Show no partiality in your decisions. Judge everyone on the same basis, no matter who they are. Do not be afraid of anyone, for the decisions you make come from God. If any case is too difficult for you, then bring it to me, and I will decide it." At the same time, I gave you instructions for everything else you were to do. Today's key verse is Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 16, where Moses said, "Judge every dispute fairly, whether it concerns only your people or it involves foreigners who live among you." In today's reading, Moses acknowledges that leadership is a responsibility that he cannot carry out alone. And so he gave instructions to the people to choose out judges for them. And some of these judges would be judges over 1,000 people, and some would be judges over 100, and some 50, and some over 10. And so these people were the ones who were to listen to the problems and then to judge fairly. But if they were unable to make a judgment in whatever problems arose, then these problems would be brought to Moses. And you know, this is the same system upon which our judicial system is based here in the United States of America. And so you have your courts, and then you have your appellate courts. So on the things that the lower courts can't decide, they are brought to the higher courts for a decision. Well, let's go ahead and pray. Sovereign God, when I face situations that involve disagreements or conflict, help me to understand your will so that matters can be resolved fairly and peacefully. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, our time together has come to an end this morning. Join me tomorrow morning when we'll be studying Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 1 through 22, where the covenant from God is renewed. Until then, may God richly bless all of us.